Hello and welcome to Lawcast. I'm joined by Amanda Smallcombe, expert in wills disputes at Birkett Long. So Amanda, what is it you do at Birkett Long?
I'm in the dispute resolution team and specialise in contested trust and probate work. I'm a member of the Association of Contested Trust and Probate Specialists, as is Adrian Livesley, our managing partner. We're among only a handful of lawyers outside of London with this qualification, for which I had to study for a 3-year diploma.
And what does contested trust and probate actually involve?
It involves disputes concerning the validity of a will, claims against an estate under the Inheritance Provision for Family Independence Act, claims against executors and administrators of estates for not dealing with them correctly, and claims against trustees for breach of trust.
I understand that there's been an increase in these kinds of disputes. Why is that?
This is due to a combination of factors. The increase in people's personal wealth, particularly the value of property despite the recession, the fact that we're living in more complex family structures with more people cohabiting, divorcing, remarrying and having second families, and the fact that people are more willing to become involved in litigation.
On what grounds can a will be challenged?
Well, there are a number of grounds upon which a will can be challenged. The first is lack of formalities if it hasn't been signed and witnessed properly. There are strict rules about this and sometimes people do get it wrong. Secondly, and most commonly, lack of capacity. The will maker must understand that he's making a will and that it deals with his estate after he has died. He must also understand broadly the extent of his estate, so not the exact value of his house and the exact amount in his bank accounts, but broadly the values. He must also understand and appreciate any moral claims to which he ought to give effect, for example, if he has a wife or children. Although he may not necessarily have to make provision for them, he needs to appreciate that they may feel that they have a claim against his estate. And also, he must not be suffering from a disease of the mind which affects the way in which he disposes of his estate. Lack of knowledge and approval is another ground. A will maker must understand what's in his will and approve of the contents. There's also been challenges on undue influence, but this is difficult to establish. And undoubtedly, there are people who are influenced in making the provisions of their will. But to succeed in a claim for undue influence, one has to show an overbearing influence that prevents the will maker doing what he wanted of his own free will. And then finally, there's fraud. And the most frequent allegation is that the signature on the will is not that of the deceased.
If a will is valid, can someone still make a claim against the estate?
Sometimes is the answer to that. The Inheritance Provision for Family Independence Act 1975 allows certain categories of people to make a claim against an estate even if there's a valid will or if the operation of the rules of intestacy fail to make reasonable financial provision for them.
Thank you, Amanda. And how can people get in contact with you?
I can be contacted on my direct dial number, which is 01206 217 395, or by email at amanda.smallcombe@birkettlong.co.uk.